Braves and Phillies Sunday. The Phillies coming into the game 5-0 against the Braves at home this season. But the Braves would have a first inning threat.
And Velasquez ahead in the count comes set. He kicks. The 1-2 on the way. It's swung on, grounded towards short. Backhand stop. Galvis, he's got it. Jump throw. He's going to throw to the plate. Enciarte trying to score. He will be tagged out by Knapp. What a great play by Galvis.
Wow. Only hitting 154 with runners in scoring position this year. This is an area he's trying to improve on. The 0-1 bounces off the glove of Suzuki back to the screen. Herrera will come home and score. And there is where that base running pays off. Herrera getting to third on the ground out, able to score on the misplay there. The Phillies take a 1-0 lead on the pass ball.
Long set, right-hander. Kicks and fires in the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. And folks, he knows baseball. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Got him on the hanger.
Wow. Garcia will try again as Phillips waves that bat back and forth. Luis ready, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, ground ball hit to second. Hernandez has it coming home. The throw is wide. And the game is tied as Santana scores. Ready, Galvis. A walk-off sack fly earlier this season. Back on the 7th of May, the 1-0. He swings and lines it to right. A base hit. The game's over. Phillies win it again in walk-off fashion, this time in 9.
The Phillies continue to trend in the right direction. They're now 9-4 in their last 13 games, picking up a 2-1 victory on Sunday. Atlanta going the other way. It's their 7th loss in their last 8 games. It's another win for the Phillies over the Braves at home. They're now 6-0 at Citizens Bank Park following a 2-1 walk-off victory on Sunday. After the game, here's Phillies manager Pete Mackanin.
Another great win. Nice walk-off. I guess I should have left Freddie in that two-hole. He came up big. Nice to see Knapp lead off that inning with a double. He's been swinging the bat. You know, offensively, he's been doing a real good job for us. A big hit in the 9th, obviously, and Ty Kelly added to that. Cesar laid down a nice bunt to load the bases, which set the whole thing up. And, of course, Freddie knocked him in. He also made a couple of real good instinct plays. The one to nail the runner at home and the double play. Vinny really showed a lot of poise on the mound today. That's the best I've seen him look as far as mound presence is concerned. And that was really a good step forward for him. He pitched into and out of that jam in the 7th with over 100 pitches. And that was huge for not only for the team, but for his progress. Great to see that. Bullpen did a nice job again. What can I say about Odubel? He hustled. He moved on a ball in the dirt, moved to third base on that ground ball to the right side. Then he scored on the wild pitch, tried it again. I can't fault him for that. He showed a lot of aggressiveness on the bases, so that was huge to see. He's been playing with a lot of energy. And who am I forgetting, Greg? Anybody? I don't want to leave anybody out. It was bullpen, great job. You know, it was a team effort. It was great to see. I mean,
for Vince, this is, I think, 4 or 5 starts, one run or less. What's been the difference for him lately?
I think he's learning. I think he's maturing. I think it's all a mindset that you have on the mound, not letting little things get to you and realizing that you have to execute pitches, you know, pitch around mistakes. If you give up a couple hits, knowing how to get out of the situation, knowing which pitches to throw and understanding that. You know, I remember when Halliday was here, you know, when you recall Halliday, he gave up a lot of hits during the game, but he always limited the damage. And I think that's one of the things that Vinny is starting to understand.
Is that what he needs to do to stay a starter for the long haul?
No question about it. You know, it's all about executing pitches, command, mixing your pitches up, changing speeds, showing a good presence on the mound, and not getting yourself into trouble. And when you get into trouble, knowing how to get out of it. That's the key, especially for a starting pitcher.
You mentioned those plays that Freddie made, which kind of been a regular thing this year. Would you be surprised or disappointed if he didn't win a Gold Glove?
I was disappointed he didn't win the Gold Glove last year. I thought he deserved it, and I still think he's a Gold Glove caliber shortstop. Not a whole lot else I could say.
you see Vince pitch like he pitched today. I get, you know, a lot of people talk about him being a bullpen piece, but today is, I guess, a reason why, because you want to make sure you really know, truly know if he can do this job or not, right?
Without question, he's got good stuff, good enough stuff to be an excellent starter. Let's not forget the Braves have a real good lineup. Everybody's hitting very well. They score some runs, and any accident that he kept them at bay. They're a bunch of good hitters, and he did a great job with them.
The importance of Galvis defensively with a young pitching staff. Can you talk about, like, just, you know, cutting runs off? Like, you mentioned the play in the first inning. Game could take a whole different turn if Enciarte's.
No question about it. When you have solid defense, it makes your pitching better. When you have, I've talked about this in the last year or two about having good coverage in the outfield. We have Herrera and Altair provide us good coverage. Williams runs around there pretty well. It all, comes together, and it makes your pitching better when they run those things down in the gap, make diving catches. The field becomes smaller.
Freddie Galvis is the hero. He had a big Sunday afternoon, going 3-for-5 overall, and talks about his performance.
Matt just told me he got a pretty good change.
Freddie, swing easy.
I try, but Matt told me he got a pretty good change. I just try to see a change up and try to put a good swing to the ball, and I think I got the base hit.
Well, it was nice to wrap up a second consecutive game with a walk-off base hit. With his wildness, were you expecting something
cuidado,
in the strike
cuidado,
zone?
Cuidado, cuidado, detrás, detrás. They come.
Oh, my God.
Not only did you get Gatorade, you got some seeds too, Freddie.
Yeah. So, no, like you said before, yeah, the last two games, we play pretty good and just come from behind, and try to win the game, and we do pretty good.
Hey, Freddie, it's Mike up here.
Okay.
Schmidt, your old buddy, remember?
You
look to me like you're getting comfortable with that little kind of serve swing, whereas you hold your hands back and you don't overswing, and you just kind of serve it out over shortstop or over set. That little swing where you're not swinging hard, swinging nice and easy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was a changeup or something there you hit, right?
It was a changeup. Yeah, I just tried to stay with that approach, try to stay to the middle. Don't try to do too much. If the home runs coming, they coming. But I just try to be on base and try to set the path for the big guys.
Hey, man, by the way, you put on a heck of a show at shortstop today.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You got one of those little gold badges coming for your glove.
Hey. I don't know, but we have to keep playing hard and try to do the job every day, and we'll see what happens.
We're going
to
let you go right now, Freddie, but you really like being in that two-hole. I mean, the numbers really show that. You feel very comfortable there, huh?
Yeah, I really like it. I feel like I have to push myself to help the team, and when I'm in that kind of situation, I feel much better.
The series concludes on Monday with Nick Pivetta starting for the Phillies against Mike Fultonevich of Atlanta.